Health talk by those who care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health talk by those who care.
Welcome to Health Talk by Those Who Care. I'm Vicki Delsite, Director of Marketing and Foundation here at your Jay County Hospital. I'm glad you've tuned in today to Health Talk. Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Each week we will discuss health issues, check out the latest fitness tips, and share healthy recipes provided by the registered dietitian from the Jay County Hospital Nutritional Services Department. If you have any questions, you can email me at vdelsite@jcountyhospital.com. Don't go away. We have great things to share in the next few minutes.
Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Thank you for making a difference in Jay County and the surrounding communities.
October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and today on Health Talk, we are going to hear facts and information on breast cancer from oncologist Dr. Sophie Abraham.
Breast cancer is the most commonly diagnosed female cancer. About 200,000 new cases of breast cancer are diagnosed every year. Breast cancer happens when normal cells in the breast change and grow out of control. Women discover they have breast cancer when they find a lump in one of their breasts. While breast cancer is certainly more common in women, men can get breast cancer as well. The test that is used to diagnose breast cancer is something called a mammogram. A mammogram is a special kind of X-ray which is used to diagnose breast cancers early. The goal of breast cancer screening is to find cancer early before it has had a chance to grow, spread, or cause symptoms. Multiple studies over the years have shown that screening for breast cancer lowers the chances that a woman will die from breast cancer. Most experts recommend that women should start screening mammograms at the age of 40 and over. Again, the main benefit of screening mammograms is that it helps doctors find the cancer early when it is easier to treat. Finding the cancer earlier decreases the chances of dying from breast cancer. During a mammogram, your breast will be x-rayed one at a time. Each breast is x-rayed twice. Each x-ray is taken once from the top down and once from the side to side so that the radiologist can take a good look at all the tissue. A mammogram may be slightly uncomfortable, but the discomfort lasts only for a few seconds. If possible, avoid scheduling your mammogram just before or during your periods as breasts are usually more sensitive at this time. After your mammogram, the radiologist will review your x-rays and will notify you of your results. If you are told that your mammogram is abnormal, don't panic. An abnormal mammogram does not necessarily indicate breast cancer. An abnormal mammogram typically results in a biopsy. A diagnosis of breast cancer is only made if the biopsy is abnormal and reveals breast cancer cells. The treatment for early stage breast cancer is a surgery. The purpose of the surgery is to remove the cancer. Most women with breast cancer can choose between a complete mastectomy, where the entire breast is removed, or a breast-conserving surgery, which is often called a lumpectomy. A breast-conserving surgery or a lumpectomy involves removing only the cancer and a small section of the healthy breast around it. Women who choose to have a lumpectomy or a breast-conserving surgery typically require radiation in order to complete the treatment. So again, women who choose to have a mastectomy don't usually require radiation treatments, whereas women who have a partial mastectomy require radiation in addition to the partial mastectomy. In some cases, after successful surgery, women receive chemotherapy and hormonal therapy in order to reduce the risk of breast cancer recurrence. Many women, however, are cured with surgery and radiation therapy alone and do not require chemotherapy. The earlier a breast cancer is detected, the less likely it is that the woman will require chemotherapy in order to ensure a cure. There are certain genetic conditions which increase a woman's risk of developing breast cancer. In particular, there are two genes known as the BRCA1 and the BRCA2 genes, which, if present, significantly increase a woman's risk of developing breast cancer. If you have a strong family history of breast or ovarian cancer, you may be a candidate for genetic testing. Genetic testing is generally indicated if you have two or more close relatives with breast or ovarian cancer, especially if one or more of your relatives were diagnosed with cancer before they turned 50. Close family members include your mother, sister, daughter, and can even include men with breast cancer, such as your father, brother, or your son. Testing is also indicated if you have a family member with more than one cancer, such as a cancer in both breasts or a cancer in the breast and the ovary. Testing may also be indicated if you have family members from different generations with breast or ovarian cancer. For example, if your grandmother, mother, and sister all have cancer, then genetic testing might be indicated for you. In summary, all women over the age of 40 should get an annual mammogram. The purpose of an annual mammogram is to detect breast cancer early. The earlier a breast cancer is detected, the less likely it is that the woman will have symptoms from the breast cancer, and the more likely it is that the woman will be cured from her breast cancer. So please contact your primary care providers about arranging your annual diagnostic mammograms. Thank you.
During the month of October, Jay County Hospital will be offering free mammogram screenings funded by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Those eligible are women over the age of 40, those who are uninsured, a resident of Jay County or immediate surrounding counties, have not had a mammogram in the past year, have never had breast implants, and have no personal history of breast cancer. According to the National Cancer Institute, when breast cancer is detected early in the localized stage, the 5-year survival rate is 98%. Call 260-726-1821 to schedule your free mammogram screening during the month of October. And here's your minute to be fit. Studies show that to reduce your risk of cancer, look no further than your fridge. Eat plant-based foods for their phytonutrients and other special compounds, and aim for 5 to 9 daily servings of all kinds of fruits and vegetables, especially these. One is broccoli. All cruciferous veggies like cauliflower, cabbage, and kale contain cancer-fighting properties, but broccoli is the only one with a sizable amount which boosts the body's protective enzymes and flushes out cancer-causing chemicals. So the more broccoli, the better. Add it wherever you can, from salads to omelets to the top of your pizza. Berries. All berries are packed with cancer-fighting phytonutrients, but black raspberries in particular contain very high concentration of phytochemicals which slow down the growth of pre-malignant cells and can keep new blood vessels from forming and potentially feeding a cancerous tumor. Tomatoes. This juicy fruit is the best dietary source of lycopene, a carotenoid that gives tomatoes the red hue. And that's good news, because lycopene was found to help stop certain cancer cell growth. The biggest benefits come from cooked tomatoes, since the heating process increases the amount of lycopene your body is able to absorb. Walnuts. Walnuts have been shown to block estrogen receptors in breast cancer cells, possibly slowing the cell's growth. Munching on an ounce of walnuts a day may yield the best benefits. Garlic. Phytochemicals in garlic have been found to halt the formation of some carcinogens formed in the stomach when you consume nitrates, a common food preservative. Chop a clove of fresh, crushed garlic. Crushing helps release beneficial enzymes, and sprinkle it into the lycopene-rich tomato sauce while it simmers. Beans. A diet rich in beans increases the levels of the fatty acid butyrate, and high concentrations have some protective effects against cancer growth. Add a serving, a half cup, of beans a few times a week to your usual rotation of greens or other veggies. While researchers are still trying to determine which foods have the most cancer-preventing benefits, we do know what not to eat if you want to protect yourself. Animal fats such as meat, cheese, and butter can be rich in saturated fat, which has been linked to obesity, a big cancer predictor. Opt for leaner protein sources such as fish, low-fat dairy, and those good-for-you beans. Also, processed meats such as ballpark hot dogs or a few slices of bacon once in a while won't kill you, but don't make them a staple of your diet. Some cured meats tend to be high in nitrates and nitrites, preservatives that can, in large amounts, potentially increase your risk of stomach and other cancers. Also stay away from excessive alcohol. Stop after one drink. Too much alcohol is associated with an increased risk of cancers of the mouth, esophagus, and breast. Here is an easy cancer-fighting food recipe for spicy tuna salad. Ingredients. For the dressing, you will need 2 teaspoons chopped fresh oregano, 1/2 teaspoon minced garlic, 3 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, freshly ground black pepper, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, 1 tablespoon red wine vinegar. For the tuna salad, you will need 2.5 6-ounce cans light tuna and water, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 teaspoon dried chili flakes crushed, 2 finely chopped scallions, 1 small red onion finely chopped, 2 tablespoons capers, 1 celery rib finely chopped, 30 cherry tomatoes halved, 2 teaspoons finely chopped fresh Italian flatleaf parsley, 8 slices thick cut wheat bread, 6 to 8 lettuce leaves for garnish. Directions. In a small bowl, whisk together ingredients for dressing. Set aside. Drain water from tuna. In a large bowl, toss tuna with remaining ingredients, except parsley. Before serving, pour dressing over tuna and mix gently. Sprinkle with parsley. Spread tuna on 4 slices of bread. Top with lettuce leaves and another slice of bread. Thank you for listening to Health Talk by Those Who Care. Remember, if you miss any part of our program, you can listen to it on our website at jcountyhospital.com. Click on Resources and then Health Talk. We look forward to talking to you next week, and until then, here's to your health.
Health Talk by Those Who Care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health Talk by Those Who Care.